This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rivers back, sets and looks, late pressure, deep out, caught. Down at the 29, breaking away. Allen broke away from one tackle, from another and another, and he is in for the L.A. touchdown of 42 yards.
That was embarrassing. Is that the most embarrassing play of the Cowboys season? Or was it Tyreek?
Tyreek.
I mean, the Tyreek play is so crazy, but this was zigging and zagging. This was quitting. If you believe it was quitting, then that might be more embarrassing.
Yeah, this is more embarrassing. The Tyreek Hill thing, that was lucky. I mean, some of that was luck, some of that was confusion. This was just four guys just missed tackles and
but
quit.
The Tyreek play, you knew what was coming. You knew it was coming, and you still couldn't stop it. That, RJ, God, I don't want to say that. You're right. I never want to tell you
Wait,
right.
So you think that yesterday's was more embarrassing?
No, it wasn't embarrassing. It was just quitting. Yeah. It was just quitting.
Roy?
Which you can find it as an embarrassment, but not as much as the Tyreek.
Which one do you think was worse?
In the moment, I felt like it was quitting, and that's where I got really frustrated. Now, it could have just been horrible tackling. This team's been horrible at tackling all year long.
Here's a replay.
So I don't know why we should pretend. You know, they were terrible at tackling against the Broncos.
Oh,
gosh. They've been terrible all season long.
Jalen Smith, your leading tackler yesterday.
Yeah.
Great.
That was embarrassing. By the way, nothing but star downs. Anthony Brown getting torched. I think Holly said in the postgame he can't cover anyone. The regression from last year is pretty surprising. And where's Tank? Anyone?
I think teams finally decided, you know what? This is the guy that can hurt us. So we're not going to let him hurt us.
I want to know from Kevin KT or Broadus, like how much more he's getting doubled. He's got one sack in his last four games.
You're talking about
it's not good.
RJ said, you know, did this team quit yesterday? They probably did. They probably did quit yesterday. What they did yesterday, and this is the biggest star down to the defense, is that they gave up their heart after one massive play.
First and 10, they run a reverse. Benjamin around the left side. 45, what a hit. Jeff Heath flying all the way across the field through the secondary to run down the speedy Travis Benjamin.
I am so thankful that Babe Laufenberg yesterday pointed this out. Jeff Heath comes out of nowhere and blasts this guy, just drives him. And then Jalen Smith jumps up, gives him a body bump. All the other players just walk off with their heads down. If that didn't fire you up, as Babe Laufenberg said, nothing else did.
Bill Belichick in his football life stopped a team meeting, because he's like, this is how you guys react. This guy just made a fantastic play. This is the support you give. This is the energy you have. You know, it's kind of like when you go and pick up your basketball teammate off the ground or not. How many guys rush over, or do they leave you sitting there? And then where else are my star downs? I don't want to leave anybody out. Byron Jones, what the hell are you doing? Personal foul in the first quarter. He took a horrible angle on an earlier play. He got beat on the Hunter Henry touchdown as well. I mean, I like this guy so much personally. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put that aside. Like, make a play. For real, make a play. Byron down. Tank down. The Tyron hole was devastating.
Devastating.
That wiped out the touchdown as well.
That was the turning point for me.
And of course, Dak down.
Well, Dak has not been good. The Tyron play, that was the turning point, the hold. It was a great look. I'll tell you this. It was a good play call. That was the best play call of the game.
You're right.
And that was the best play call of the game.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where it ended.
And the only star up is their kicker getting hurt. And for the second straight week, and this will never possibly happen again in NFL history. Romo said this. A team gets the other team's kicker gone 2 weeks in a row, and the Cowboys couldn't even come close to taking advantage.
Yeah.
Like, that was the most entertaining part of the game, the circus of these extra points and these kicks. Didn't matter because they got whooped again.
Just the warm-up kicks were enough of entertainment to watch.
Yeah.
Missing the net.
The backup kicker missed the entire net.
The big star down for me Because going into this game, I still had some optimism. Start down to the optimism that's left. I don't have any more.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this.
I'm going to prove you wrong, by the way.
Well, look, I can still get you to 10-6. That's not a problem.
You always can.
I can still get you. I can still get you to
Roy popping the balloons of optimism left here from KNC. Yeah. All these balloons in here, like a Krusty the Clown orgy.
In fact, I can Rasheed Wallace 7-6 right off the bat. Guarantee victory against these Knicks two teams. But that's not the point. Every single player on this team, every single fan in the stands, all the media, they are just waiting for something bad to happen right now. The optimism is gone. Like, it's one bad play. It's like, oh, here we go again. We're all just waiting for something bad to happen. There is zero optimism, and rightfully so. There shouldn't be any optimism. But that's where it is. That's where it sits. I never thought,
let me ask this question,
at this point, it would be there.
What's a bigger problem right now, the offense or the defense?
The offense.
Duh.
Offense.
I think it's the offense.
Think about that.
I mean, look, they have one passing touchdown since the Chiefs game. Okay, that was a month ago. All right? How you can't, after, and whatever you want to say about the two games without Tyron, all right, yeah, they gave up 12 sacks. Like, yeah, it's going to be hard to put up points in any regard of that. But you've had a month. You've had a month dealing with the personnel that you know you're going to be dealing with, and you can't orchestrate
12 days
yourself. Well, you've had a month figuring out. You had 2 weeks trying to figure it out without Tyron, and then you had a week to figure it out knowing you would get Tyron back, and you still couldn't come up with anything else. It's so, so frustrating to think to ourselves at the beginning of the season, we look at this team, and it's got a championship pedigree from a talent standpoint. And you know, it goes back to the question I feel like we have to ask ourselves every year. Are we fooling ourselves in thinking this is a championship-contending roster? Are we fooling ourselves?
The mistake we made was underestimating just how top-heavy they are.
They're definitely top-heavy.
That's where we see. When Jerry Jones on Tuesday, he'll be on with G-Bag today at 10:30. I swear to you, the most memorable quote from any Jerry interview with us this year was him going through the defensive depth the other day.
Oh, gosh.
I looked at Roy, and I'm like, is he saying some of these names with pride?
Happy with all of them.
I mean, he dropped Taco. He dropped Jalen.
Durant.
He's got, come on, man. Are you serious? With a straight face?
Yeah, they've got good starters. They got really, really good starters. And I don't know that there's a, and maybe we're just not close enough to the other teams. The drop off between ones and twos here is embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yes.
And
that's depth. That's front office too.
That's front
office.
That's depth.
And it's coaching them up and getting them developed. We also, well, we didn't, but others were arrogant to believe that a bunch of rookies in the secondary were just going to go ahead and be a championship contending team. Now, if you wanted to qualify it and say, hey, I think they might not win it this year because it's going to take the secondary 2 or 3 years, that's fine. But the arrogance of some just to not think that that was going to be a tremendous factor, that was overlooked.
Yep.
It was arrogant.
Agreed.
Okay.
Anybody who said, if you wanted to make the change, go ahead. But anybody who said that everything's going to be fine is just needs to stop with that.
And the offensive line, too.
Look, there's offensive line.
Jesse Holly actually said it first.
40%.
He was called a hater.
40%.
You're bitter. You've never done anything in your career. And he's like, I think the offensive line could be a big problem.
40%.
That was unthinkable.
Mm-hmm. 40% of the offensive line is different. It matters. It absolutely matters. And, you know, Ron Leary was, you know, he's playing in Denver. He was doing okay. Doug Free is hanging out at Papado's now or doing whatever he's doing. You know, having those biscuits. he could be playing. Could be playing here.
He's fine.
Yeah, but he's fine. You got a new right tackle. You got a new left guard. And the sky is falling.
All right. I'm going to give you an option. This is the poll question. If you could have one of these things happen, which one are you picking? Y'all got to be honest. You can have them try to win out, as that's what it's going to take to beat a 10-6. Or team tank, lose every game. Which one would you choose?
Oh,
knowing the likelihood is maybe next to nothing that you would win out. or you would rather have them lose all the games for team tank and a higher pick?
Try to win out. Because in the NFL, this team would be healthy by then. At least Zeke would be back by then, and Sean Lee could hopefully be healthy by then.
But what's the percentage of the likelihood you would put on it? Winning out. Because my counter to you is, if you believe it's 5%, then why wouldn't you choose the lose out? You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? All right, let's see. Content. Washington, Giants.
Why you write that down, Roy?
Oakland. It's simple, man. I got you here.
Roy, which one would you pick? 900 votes so far at 105.3 SS. 900 votes. You know which way? You know which one's winning?
I bet people are probably voting for the lose out. But how? Even if you lose out, you're 5-11. You're not. Where
let's
are you picking?
Let's go pick.
Yeah,
You're picking 10th?
No.
I mean, yeah,
higher.
Let's think you'll be higher.
Let's look last year at the records. We're 5-11. Got you.
Look, I mean, this is here. The only good news is that, I mean, that's a manageable schedule. Like, if you could win five straight, this is the 5-game stretch to do it in.
Yeah.
That's the only good news.
I mean, what's the toughest game? The Redskin game?
No, Seattle.
Seattle?
Seattle's the toughest game because Philadelphia will be throwing in backups.
Seattle's here.
Yeah.
Zeke's return.
Mm-hmm.
Their secondary's gone.
It's Christmas Eve. That's it. So that's toughest game.
Redskins, Seahawks.
Redskins is, I mean, I'm not really scared.
Yeah, no.
I'm not scared of the Giants. I'm not scared of the Raiders. Like, we could be sitting here.
We need to start being scared of everybody. Well, right? We need to start being, like, real about it.
Yeah.
And know that the Giants could come in here and whip your ass.
Okay, we could be sitting here
or
in 3 weeks.
Or you could get whipped in New York.
We could be sitting here in 3 weeks at 5-9, and we could also be sitting here at 8-6 and be like, all right, you know, you got a chance.
But the biggest problem, the most frustrating thing, is I assumed that they would score 21 in at least all the games. In picking them to lose, if you're going to pick them to lose down the stretch, I would have said, okay, they're going to get outscored. All right, their defense, it's going to be the defense that's going to get outscored without Sean Lee. But you can't score 10 points? You can't score 10 points. That's a joke.
Well, that's my question. If you tank, then what are you tanking for? What position are you tanking for? You know, tell the tape with Dane Brugler and Jeff Kavanaugh, they have the Cowboys selecting Roquan Smith. He's the outstanding linebacker at Georgia. Let's say they tank. Where are you going for? Are you going for Calvin Ridley at Bama? Do you want to get a wide receiver? Do you want to get safety help from, what's his name, Derwin James at Florida State? What do you want to bring into the organization that you think is going to help?
A first-round pick, a high one, on a linebacker. That ain't happening.
But you will a wideout. You say wideouts don't matter.
Wideouts don't matter, but they do need a wideout who can actually get some separation.
They need explosion.
They need a wideout. Dez Bryant has 10 more receiving yards this year than Robbie Anderson.
Who?
What team does Robbie Anderson play on?
Who he play for? Charles Barkley?
Jets.
The Jets?
Yes, sir.
Fantasy nerd over here. 930 votes.
By the way, 5-11 would have had them picking 7th last year.
Okay.
So that's not terrible.
7th is not bad.
930 votes, 64% have voted for Team Tank lose out. 36% trying to keep hope alive and run the table if you can. I would do the run the table too.
You have to, only because the league is such that this team is built for a postseason more so than, you know, than some of the other teams. And besides, the NFL... just get in, man. Just get in, especially in the NFC. In the AFC, tank.
Roy,
every year, tank in the AFC.
Roy, did you vote?
Yeah, I voted. I voted. I think you should still. I know it's BS optimism, right? But look around the league at how devastated the rest of the league has been by injuries, right? You could potentially still have the hope that I have, Sean, and lose. You could lose out. Even with the hope that I have.
Which one did you vote for?
Even if you try to fight, I would still want to fight.
Okay.
Because to me...
finish the fight.
Yeah. I mean, look... If we thought anything of beginning of the season when we said this was a championship contending roster, you know, the biggest hiccup in the NFC at the time, we thought, was Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. When are you going to get a year where Aaron Rodgers and the Packers aren't going to be in the playoffs? Now's your opportunity. So... I'm still an advocate that the Cowboys should continue to fight for it. And if they wind up at 9-7 outside of the playoffs with the 16th pick in the draft, yeah, that sucks, man. But you know what? Hey, we got a great evaluation staff here. We'll get some great draft picks. We'll be all good.
And you know Jerry Jones still wants to fight. After the game, he mentioned one number and one word. 2007 Giants.
Oh.
They got to the Super Bowl and won the championship after a wild card berth.
Yeah. It's going to take a run. You got to win out now. Now you got
to
win out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.